Hour. As promised, we have a special guest, and I'm psyched because I very seldom get to have live music on the morning side. And have you noticed? I'm getting juiced now because I had a politician in the morning, and now I've got live music. The gentleman just moved into Hudson. I'm gonna let him tell you about himself. Let me introduce to him Tal Nacarado. How you doing, man? All right. Let me see if I can pick you up then.
All right. You got me?
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Alrighty. Yeah, let's stretch that just a little bit closer to you.
You bet.
All right. How you doing, Tal?
Great.
He told me he just got in town like 12 weeks ago, and he got a hold of us. And so we've been going back and forth trying to get him in here. So finally he's here. You just moved to Hudson, right?
I've been here about 3 months.
About 3 months?
Yeah.
And where'd you come from Hudson?
Well, I grew up in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I've been up in the Hudson Valley a lot, up here a lot as a kid, and I just love it here. It's just great.
This is a musician's paradise here.
Yeah.
What do you call your style of music?
Well, it's Piedmont blues. I'm a roots blues guitar player. I play roots and I'm a singer-songwriter, and it's a two-finger style Piedmont blues that I'm going to do today, and it's also known as East Coast blues. They also call it East Coast blues.
All right.
And
Piedmont blues style. That's more southern.
Well, it's characterized by a finger style approach, a regular alternating thumb, bass, and rhythmic pattern with a syncopation. So it's the term was basically coined in the regions of Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, that kind of East Coast mountain area. And
I played your musical, straight music piece of yours this morning,
mm-hmm.
and. And I was telling the audience, I always wanted to be a guitarist or a pianist, but I'm too lazy because that is a lot of work.
yeah. Well, that's the devil's dream. That's Reverend Gary Davis. Reverend Gary Davis' devil dream is it's not typical of his work in that it's in a strange key, but it has the syncopation, the alternating bass. It's got everything that a Piedmont would have.
So I think it's time would you feel more comfortable if we worked on whatever the problem is with the headset? We'll play a quick song and make sure that your headset's working.
Sure.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a quick song. We'll pick a short one. You know, Bob Dylan just released a new album, and as typical Bob, every song is 100 minutes long. But here's one called Soon After Midnight. That's only 3 minutes and 28 seconds long, and it will be back live. Yeah, when you're having technical difficulties, you can't do any better than to have Bob Dylan come in to the rescue. And Tyler, we all set. What is the first number you're going to do for us?
I'm going to do a Reverend Gary Davis number. It's called Light of This World.
Light of This World. Well, take it away.
All righty. Thank you. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Just as long as I'm in this world, well, I am the light. Just as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of this world. Well, you don't believe in Jesus, yeah, not a word he said. When he comes all the way down to Lazarus' grave, rising him from the dead, Just as long as I'm in this world, well, I am the light of this world. Just as long as I'm in this world, well, I am the light of this world. Prize the key to heaven. Yeah, well, faith unlocks the door. That's why my God gave me the key to carry everywhere I go. Just as long as I'm in this world, well, I am the light of this world. Just as long as I'm in this world, well, I am the light of this world. I've got fiery fingers, yeah, man, I've got flaming hands. And when I get up to heaven, I'm gonna play in a fiery band. Just as long as I am in this world, I am the light of this world. Just as long as I am in this world, well, I am the light of this world. I have been confirmed. Well, God knows I'm not ashamed. Well, the Holy Ghost was my witness, and the angel saw me sign my name. Just as long as I'm in this world, well, I am the light. Just as long as I'm in this world, well, I am the light of this world. Yeah. Well. What? Yeah. Just as long as I am in this world, I am the light of this world. Well, they took old John the Baptist and they put him in a kettle of oil. Well, the angel of the Lord came down upon him and they tell me that the oil wouldn't boil. Just as long as I am in this world, well, I am the light of this world. Just as long as I am in this world, well, I am the light of this world. Good God.
All right. All right. Woo!
That's the Reverend Gary Davis.
That had the old down-home South Carolina type the Baptist feel to it.
He was Pentecostal.
Yeah. So, most of your music is Testament music.
No. It's just a project I'm working on now. Mm-hmm. I've been doing the Piedmont blues and the finger pick and the three finger picking for my whole life. Right now, this project I'm doing is the Piedmont blues. The next one is probably going to be Delta and Mississippi. That's the next record. And then after that, I think I'm going to get back to the electric guitar because I love that electric guitar too.
What are your influences?
Oh boy, well my acoustic influences are obviously the Piedmont and Reverend Gary Davis and Blind Blake and things of that nature and Pink Anderson, Etta Baker. There's a man named Gabriel Brown that's just crazy from the 1900s. And as far as electric guitar is concerned, it's more Muddy Waters, Freddie King.
Ah, okay.
B.B. King, things like that. And a lot of my electric guitar is rock as well. So it's...
Yeah, so it's a... So you play both the acoustic and the electric.
Oh yeah.
And so I guess on the electric you get really a little bit more down on that bluesy side.
It can get a little loud.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I don't mind that at all. Yeah. What else you got cooking for us?
Well, I'm gonna just switch guitars here for a second.
Oh, okay, all right. We'll take a minute there and switch out equipment. You're listening to, if you just joined us, you're listening to WGXC, the WGXC Morning Show. Philip is on your radio. We have a guest today playing live, Tal Naccarato. Tal just got into the Hudson area 12 weeks ago, and He says he loves Hudson. He better. And he's going to be live at Two Boots at Bard College on November the 10th at 7 p.m. But we'll talk about that a little later on. He just switched instruments. Now, so what do you got in store for us now?
Well, I'm going to play some slide guitar for you now, and it's a Woody Guthrie song called Vigilante Man.
All right.
Good old Woody Guthrie.
Good old Woody.
It's my adaption with some influences from many people. They say a good artist borrows, a great artist steals.
That's true.
So what does a bad artist do? I don't know either. He lends? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land. Rainy nights down in the Angel House. Well, sleeping's dust as still as a mouse. Well, a man comes along, steals the sun and the rain. Tell me, is that the vigilante man? Yeah, that's right, vigilante man. Come on. Tell me, how does the vigilante man, tell me, how can the vigilante man carry a sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Well, Preacher John, he was just a working man. Said, come on, all you working men. Well, they killed him down by the river. Well, some strange land. Tell me, is that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land. Woody cut his brother and his sister down.
Yeah, now that's
a little rusty.
Yeah, but yeah, and it's in kind of the theme of telling the story.
Well, yeah. I guess it's a bit of a story. It's about, you know, the Dust Bowl and Woody Guthrie, and you know, people were just being pushed around, and kind of like today. Yeah. If my life is any indication.
Oh. Yeah, that's because that's one of those ones that you have to sit back and kind of mellow out and listen to about it. You know, have you seen him?
That
Vigilante Man. That's a nice one. Yeah, yeah. Can we? Can you get one more in there for us?
Well, let's see. What do I have? I was on the planning on doing another, but okay. How about another Piedmont Blues? How about a Blind Blake song?
All right.
It's called Police Dog Blues.
All right.
Let's give that a shot. Well, all my life I've been a traveling man. Well, all my life I've been a traveling man. Well, I'm traveling alone and doing the best I can. Well, I ship my truck, sit down to Tennessee. Well, I ship my trunks, sit down to Tennessee. Well, it's hard to tell about a man like me. Well, I met a gal, I couldn't get her off my mind. Well, I met another gal, I couldn't get her off my mind. Well, they both passed me up, said they didn't like my kind. Uh-huh. Got a police dog that's craving for a fight. Well, I think I'll ramble now. I think I'll let her be. Think I'll let her be. Before she sicks that police dog on me.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, there's such a similarity to that, to the blues type songs that were sung that I grew up with in the South. You know, it was always a song about a woman, and I got to get away from her, or I got to find her. Somebody took her from me. I'm going to get her back.
I woke up this afternoon, and both the cars were gone.
Yeah, both the cars, that's right. Everything went wrong, man. My dog died. My wife left me. I grew up listening. I love it.
You've been reading my life story. You've been reading about me, haven't you?
I listen to that foot tapping blues music. It's always somebody's dog died. Somebody took my liquor.
Oh my goodness.
That is really so. Tell us about yourself. What's your bio?
Again, I grew up in New York City, mm-hmm. and I've been up and down the Hudson Valley playing my whole life, and played in all kinds of bands. And right now, just working on this record has been taking up the last period of time, just playing a lot.
Yeah, that's right. And we cannot skip over the fact that there is a new CD being released now. It's released now, right?
It's right now with the printer, and it's coming out in a few weeks. It's called Piedmont Black and Blue.
Piedmont Black and Blue, and so it's not available yet. I guess when it gets available, well, you're going to let us know.
You can go to talnacarado.com, mm-hmm. and it'll take you to YouTube, where you'll see the videos and you'll hear the music. The music is yours. It belongs to the world.
Okay. And upcoming shows. We know that you're going to be at Bard.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a nice place and very familiar to the listeners in this area.
Yeah.
And you'll be at Bard on the 10th at Two Boots.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to play. How do you feel?
I'll do another for you. I'll do one more for you, sure.
Okay, so we're going to do one more. And
switch out these guitars.
Tal Nacarado. Website is talnacarado.com. New release coming out, Piedmont Black and Blue. It'll be available soon. Go to his website, talnacarado.com. He'll be appearing live on the 10th of November at Two Boots at Bard College. And he's going to give us one more song. Yeah, take it away.
Okay, now, you know, being a singer-songwriter, this Piedmont blues thing is kind of a side thing for me that I've been doing my whole life. I enjoy the singer-songwriter, and I write a lot, so you know, I've got a few records that do that. Here's a song by a favorite singer-songwriter of mine, by Townes Van Zandt, and it's called Greensboro Woman.
Okay.
Smile on me. I do not feel like being comforted in any way. In any way, I'll be home soon. For once, there's someone waiting there for me, and I'll think on her instead. Well, your face, well, she's a picture, babe, but pictures ain't what I crave. I do not feel this way most generally. Well, I just put 1,000 miles between me and the one I love. Where my thoughts do lie, kindly let me be. Well, your car, she's so smooth and fast, and baby, your bourbon's fine, but I'm feeling free and clear today. Well, Texas loving's laying on my mind. I couldn't do you right, baby. Well, spinning round this way, Greensboro woman, just smile on me. For once there's someone waiting at home, and I'll think on her instead.
All right. Tal Nacarado, live here on WGXC. New to the Hudson area, and already he's got his gig over here in at Two Boots coming up on November the 10th. Website is talnacarado.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Phil.
For gracing us with your presence. And when your release comes out, of course we're gonna got to play it. And I don't know if you're familiar with this particular show, but I play everything.
Okay, a couple of weeks, but I'm gonna give you a master track, and you could start playing them today.
Okay, Tal Nacarado.